Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Frazer Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of WYPR. Karen, there was sort of an interesting exchange recently between the attorney general and the governor over the horrendous problems at the detention center here in Baltimore. Brings up to date a little bit on what they were talking about.
Well, the Attorney General Doug Gansler, who is considered a candidate for governor in next year's election, though he has not formally declared yet, but he actually sent a letter to Governor O'Malley last week urging that a special prosecutor be appointed to look into the corruption at the jail. This after the General Assembly had this huge hearing and appointed a review committee. And, of course, the federal government is prosecuting a number of these jail employees and inmates. But O'Malley didn't give him a moment to breathe with that. He penned back a letter the very same day saying, essentially, we've got enough people looking into this. Thank you very much.
Contrary to what many people think, I'm guessing, the committee that is special committee that's been set up by the General Assembly with, I'm sure, the advice and consent of the governor is really not looking to find out exactly what happened, who was wrong, or to pin the blame on somebody, but to talk about policy, which is really kind of an interesting situation.
Well, that's right. They're not prosecuting anybody. They're not looking for villains, but they are looking for what things should be changed at the jail. I mean, one relatively small point, but it seems huge, that the training required for prison guards, it's only 18 hours of training. The national standard is 40 hours. That's just a small item. There are a number of things about background checks and how you control who gets into the jail. And one of the questions is, maybe the state shouldn't still be running the Baltimore City Jail. Maybe it should go back to the city.
These come under the heading of policy issues that the Assembly would be looking at. At the same time, there are political implications all over the place here. Mr. Gansler is saying we really need to get to the bottom of this because, you know, this is an important thing.
And he had nothing to do with it because the attorney general, of course, in our state, both runs separately from the governor, but also is kind of more of a consumer protection guy. He doesn't do criminal stuff.
You could probably hear somebody call this a cheap shot, but but at least it's a shot of some kind. And of course, the lieutenant governor is the current governor's candidate, Anthony Brown, and so you can see it in that light as well.
Yeah, an effort to tar Brown with this scandal. I don't know how successful that will be, but as you know, of course, Anthony Brown recently teamed up with Ken Ullman, the Howard County executive, to make a very strong ticket and as well-funded as Gansler is. So Gansler needs to do something to get off the dime there.
Does the governor think that we have this thing sort of bracketed? We're looking at it from all the angles that are necessary, and so he's saying we don't need the attorney general to throw his oar in. Is that what we're saying?
That's pretty much what he's saying. You know, the committee, the legislative committee that was recently set up, now they could name a special prosecutor, hire an outside lawyer, get subpoena power and so forth. But there's been no move in that direction. I mean, that something like that happened during the Ehrlich administration when the Democratic-controlled legislature was in charge. That's not the way these guys are going this time.
Karen, well, I guess we'll have to leave it at that. Thanks a lot.
Oh, there'll be more to come.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Frazer Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.